Fresh off of Lollapalooza, fresh off of saving my ass at last month's Technori, the Crowdfund guys Benji and Dan are back here in studio with me. I'm Scott Gattun, and this is Technori Live. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So this has been kind of an exciting little week period for you guys just in general. I mean, you had Lollapalooza, which is a huge find for you guys. You guys had Technori, so everyone got to find out where they can find you. Let's start with the Technori piece. How did you guys feel it went? I know that without you guys, I would have been sunk because I had no show. How did you guys think it went?
Yeah, I know for me personally, I got a lot out of it. It was a great experience to be able to present the concept and present the company. And since Crowdvine had come on 3 years prior when it was more of a consumer-faced application, it was nice to come kind of full circle and tell about our pivot, really, of focusing on kind of the enterprise customer. And that was great. I just can't say enough about how positive the experience was. And I know you had the Square Planet team on before, and huge shout out to Max. He delivered us the line, actually, that Benji said that brought the house down. So
what was that line, Benji?
Go for it.
Yeah, they're going to literally lose their shit.
And the crowd lost their shit. It was fantastic.
And they absolutely did, which is kind of awesome. Yeah, I mean, even just being able to participate with Max and everything like that was enough for me. And then literally cherry on top was being able to show up and really talk and really get people to go, that is an awesome idea. Because honestly, being in a dark corner, yeah, just not really getting that feedback a lot is just like, oh wow, we are doing something really cool. And so you get a lot of people that are losing their shit and happy about it, which is awesome.
I think there was a couple reasons I thought you guys were particularly cool, why I wanted you on Technori in the first place. And one was that it was already on stage and was already a company that had been launched, and it just total pivot. And I think, you know, Technori in a lot of ways is in the middle of kind of a semi-pivot, and we're getting back into the content creation, and we're getting, you know, there's all kinds of things we're working on. But a lot of it ends up Chicago's sort of centricity in that it is in business to business, and yeah, that there's an enterprise application, and that a lot of the startups that come out of Chicago are sort of like, you know, they may have been inspired by what they saw in Silicon Valley, and they see, you know, huge users and downloads and so forth. It's like, oh, that's how we get rich. And you find out, no, not really. We've got a million businesses that we could work with, and you guys figured out a way to kind of revamp what you were doing, the same general, you know, theory, so to speak, but revamp it in an application that now, you know, all of the end users you wanted are going to, you know, essentially did use it. I mean, Lollapalooza was a massive crowd.
Absolutely. And it's actually kind of interesting talking to people outside of Chicago when you get the typical, so it's an app, right? We got this app.
Naturally.
Like, yeah, kind of. So really kind of taking them through what we do is really work with the organization themselves instead of we're definitely helping your end customer. We're giving you that nice safety blanket, but ideally we're making the organization better to service their customer better. And so instead of doing that C2C, really focus on where Crowdfund originally was, I think that pivot lets us get even more coverage because we know where that customer is eventually going to go and eventually going to interact instead of having to go back after each and every person to say, hey, use our app. It's a, we know you're going to run into the situation anyways. We might as well cover off and make it better before you ever actually experience it. Which is pretty cool.
And for me, I know it was interesting because I was part of the team. Benji hadn't joined yet when we did the last Technori. And in terms of the story and the Chicago story that's really interesting is we had a meeting before we pivoted where we decided to kill Crowdfind. It was focused on consumer. It wasn't working. You know what, guys? Cut our losses. Let's go. The next week, a Hail Mary that had been thrown by our guy Corey Benjamin a couple months before to Navy Pier of saying, look, we have this software. We think we can develop a really nice process to help manage the lost and found. Would you be interested in meeting with us? Came out of the woodwork and they said yes. So we said, okay, let's put something together quickly. So I think as it relates to everything you guys are doing, we put together really rough wireframes in PowerPoint of all things.
Yeah.
Went over there and said, hey, this is our concept. Can we work with you guys to do it? They said yes. And we developed it. We worked in a very iterative fashion of just working with them, constant client feedback, constant checking of designs, clickable wireframes, all that type of stuff before we actually did any dev work. Then we built it and we went to market with an MVP, and we quickly got over our skis in a really good way where we were able to get in with Bonnaroo. We were able to get in with a lot of these large organizations that, frankly, we had a product that was decent, but we knew it needed to go further. And so we were able to then actually understand the market feedback, have some of our customers literally create just shared Google Docs with us on product features and updates, and then we were able to pivot. And so that's been really rewarding and really exciting to see kind of the Chicago community embrace that, because we have had, like, going over to Navy Pier just right down the street, it was great. And so we were able to actually kind of have our rebirth here, which was fantastic, and it was great to be a part of that.
Well, I mean, one major coup that you guys ended up getting was at Lollapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is sort of the event for, in my mind, your target market, like 100%. It's sort of like the rando, slightly inebriated 20-something that's missing like a couple of things, and, like some, you know, 2 cents up here and some things down there, and just sort of they lose their phone, they lose everything. It's like the perfect test market for you guys, I feel like. How did it go as a whole?
It went great. I mean, that's the kind of nice thing that we're at right now is festivals are not a shocker to us at any capacity. So we've had a pretty good test run to understand what's going on overall. And the C3 team that put on Lala was just fantastic. They've been amazing making sure that everything's buttoned up beforehand. So execution, operation, people did lose stuff.
Yep.
It is all available.
No way.
I know, right? It's
all
available
mostly.
Online. So we're operating right now. Auto Grant Park still, but everything's still available. We're getting stuff back on a regular basis. I want to say we're over 600 items returned. So not bad.
Can you guys find memories?
We can't.
We're trying.
Can't. I mean, if you had it on your phone when you lost it, we're definitely
I might have
back
some.
To you,
well,
so.
I'm not sure I want those videos on my phone.
We did have someone ask if we could help them find their self respect. so that's phase two.
You're finding other people's stuff.
Right.
You're finding phones, purses, hats, shirts, whatever, babies, maybe. I don't know. We talked about that on stage. There's some questions.
Yeah.
Babies and pets. You're able to find PowerPoint slides and reconstruct them. Mm-hmm. That's been proven. You guys are going to eventually be able to find people's lost memories.
Oh, that's
sure. That's
we'll,
guaranteed.
We'll
okay.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Yep. Dignity, right, yes.
Dignity. So dignity is a tough one. Memories is actually a lot easier, I
sure.
feel
like. We're
going
to have the psych couch in the back. Just lay down, do the full, just, all right, follow my voice. We're
there's some cool stuff with AI. You'll be
regression
you'll be
in here. Yep.
the next phase of crowdfind yourself some dignity. So I guess, there's a handful of people who maybe don't know what exactly crowdfunding is, and it's more than a handful, but there, what, and it's very minimalist. What is the problem and solution for crowdfunding?
In a nutshell, basically, we exist to help people get their lost stuff back. So we work with companies such as, large sports venues or events, and we provide a software to their team. So they can really easily and simply track all the items that are turned into lost and found. But really the sweet sauce is that we then put that online and let people submit claims so that people can rest at ease. So if they lost something and it's 2 a.m, instead of having to call a phone number that's only manned until 3 p.m., they can submit a claim, get an auto email right away letting them know it's been claimed and kind of rest at ease. So they understand what you have and where it is. So it's all about transparency and customer service. That's really what our goal is.
Well, I think you guys are doing an incredible job of getting to that point and from a tool. And we talked about this with Max, I think, when we did the Square Planet stuff. Mm-hmm. We definitely talked about before we went on stage at Technori. What I found really interesting about you guys is you guys handle your business, right? I mean, your business is to make sure that people's lost stuff gets tracked and back to the belonging, to the, to the person who it belongs to. I look at this from the standpoint of whether it's Lala or it's any company, it's a restaurant, it's a theme park, it doesn't matter who it is. You guys are literally, in my mind, and this is proven with what you were able to do for us at Technori, is a brand ambassador. You're the hero who ends up delivering back someone's lost thing at, I think in the past, people just look at it as like a hassle. For example, at BMW, my buddy Doug is kind of an idiot. And he took, sorry, Doug, he took a photograph in the middle of a backswing from Jim Furyk. And we were on the, right on the tee box, and they literally walk him up on the tee box and took his phone away.
Yep.
And he had kind of a junky phone at the time. He's like, meh. He finds out what the line is at the BMW. This is at Cog Hill. He's like, I don't really even want to go and find it. He almost just bailed on it. And I think that, it was such disarray the way that they handled it.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I look at this and think, what an opportunity.
Sure, absolutely.
Because this guy, first off, he got his phone taken away from him. So already, and granted, he broke the rules, but already he's kind of annoyed at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take away the fact that now he actually doesn't even know he's ever going to get his phone back.
Yep.
You have this opportunity as the brand, BMW Championship, to be able to call Doug or make sure that Doug gets his product and say, Doug, you can go on crowdfunding and find your stuff, find all your things.
Yep.
You become a brand hero and that create an experience that person never dreamt was possible.
Right.
And for me, that's why I think a lot of these organizations should, if they're not already, reaching out to you guys because, what an opportunity that they're missing.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about it is before crowdfunding, there's really no way to capture it, to even know that you're messing up.
Yeah.
You're missing that opportunity. We don't know that phone's going
sure.
on because nobody's going down to the Lost and Found office and looking in the bin. And unfortunately, every experience, every item in there is a bad experience.
Yep.
Is somebody that needs to get saved. And so being able to at least make it transparent, make it easy to let the people know, hey, I'm unhappy, you can now recover that experience. And so it's really, it's awesome in festivals because you put in a ton of money into creating this 3-day, 4-day event, really immerse these people. Now it's the day I lost my phone. I'm going to look for my phone. I'm walking everywhere. Can somebody help me? And so really serving up this information, making it super easy for that person to know, hey, my phone's right here, or you guys have my back, I'm going to go back and have a fun time, really recovers the entire intention of what the brand's trying to do. And we're just there to help it along.
What are some of the clients you guys are looking to try to get into next? Different venues and people that we can maybe send this to?
Oh yeah, no problem. So right now we're doing well with festivals, and we're looking to still nail that. I mean, we still see areas of opportunity, just honestly, of where we can improve our processes. But beyond that, now we're looking to move into some more like sports arenas, venues like that.
Shopping malls
and transportation agencies is big. You talk about that experience, that negative experience of having something taken away. We know that there's areas within airports or large transportation agencies where people might bring things through they forget about. Pocket knife through TSA, things like that. There's opportunities there, but really we want to make sure that we can nail lost and found in each of these different verticals, really, because like you said, it's about taking really one man's trash into another man's treasure. That's really what our core goal is. And at all of these places, really anywhere where there's a mass amount of people, we think there's opportunity to turn those lost items into really great customer service stories. Those are kind of the markets we're looking to expand.
Where do people go to learn more about CrowdFind? Mostly the corporate side and users in general. How do people onboard and find out where to find their shit?
Yeah, they can come to crowdfind.com. That's just our website where you can learn a little bit more about our product. But really where we direct people whenever we're working with clients is to our client websites so that they can actually see it live. So you can go to, for example, navypier.com/lostandfound to see some examples. Lollapalooza.com/lostfound gives some examples too, so you can kind of see it out in the wild and see how it is that we're kind of bringing that to life.
Awesome. We'd always love to just hear about people's experience, everything like that. So contacting either me or Dan at our first name at crowdfind.com is always easy.
And one other thing, you had an Instagram page, correct, set up where people could take pictures and send in pictures of like sort of their like stuff that they found. Didn't you have?
The CrowdFind platform, customer C2C platform, allows you to do that, to connect those two. But since we're enterprise focused now, we've kind of pivoted onto being primarily representing in the organization.
I'm gonna recommend people still go out and find it on Instagram, because I think it's a cool place where you can tag the events that you have found your stuff from, or where CrowdFind was the difference maker.
It's literally something Benji and I were talking about on the ground at Lala on Thursday.
Yes.
can you imagine every hashtag of like hashtag Lala, and there's like 640 hashtag Lalas of found stuff.
Yep.
Picture of a kid smiling. Yeah. Well, not a kid, because kids shouldn't be at Lala, but you get my point.
No, I understood completely.
Yeah. Very cool. Thank you guys for coming in, and thank you again for saving me at Technori last month.
Our pleasure. We're actually looking forward to the rap battle, Technori. So
we'll talk about that later. That's going on. That's legit going on. As mentioned, this month theme is wearable works, and we do have our applications open for new companies all the way up until Monday, August 8th. After that, I guess you're just on your own. You have to wait till next month. So please, if you have a company idea or some sort of concept or a growth company or seed company, whatever it is, please go to technori.com, find the pitch link, and go ahead and send us your applications today so we can look for you in the future. You can stream this episode and more on wgmbusiness.com, or download each episode on iTunes and stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.